You're listening to the Board Game Snobs podcast, a ridiculous podcast with ridiculous hosts that discuss ridiculous things. And any mention of board games is purely coincidental. And so, without further ado, and with a heavy dollop of shame and embarrassment on my part, I give you the Board Game Snobs.
And go.
Welcome to the Board Game Snobs podcast.
There you go. Get right up on that mic.
I'm sorry. I started off way over here because you got this table all messed up. You guys all sit up weird. Yeah. Enrique's on the other side.
Yeah, I'm in the corner.
Hey, Enrique.
On the door, man. Yeah.
Well, there's some stuff going on, so I had to rearrange.
We gotta get ready for the upcoming podcast. My cousin Jeff is coming on next podcast.
Wait, you have a cousin Jeff?
He's distant cousin. He designed a board game, sort of, kind of. So he's going to have him on.
Card game.
Okay.
We're estranged. He's strange. I'm estranged.
More strange than you?
He's the only Jeff I like, though. He's not Jeff with a G.
He's Jeff with a J.
Jeff with a J. Wait,
yeah. And I don't mean marijuana. I wonder why they call him Smoking J's.
I've never heard that.
You never heard that?
Nobody has. I've literally never heard anybody say that.
I'm hip to all the drug lingo.
You don't know any lingo.
In this room, that's
you one that you made up. You made up one.
I'm smoking a J. I'm looking it up right now.
You can look it up. No, but I'm.
And I'm going to shove it in your face when I find it.
You're missing the point.
Smoking a. No, you act like it. Joint. J for joint. Bam.
Does it say J?
Yes. Smoking a J. Urban Dictionary means we're about to go smoke a good old joint.
Listen,
i.e. marijuana joint, you're just missing, in case you needed
you're
to know.
Missing the point.
Sorry, I'm hip to what the kids say.
No, they don't say that.
They're out there smoking J's left and right.
We just had this discussion regarding...
They're out there smoking J's left and right.
We just had this discussion regarding
with
popularity.
Their L's. L for lips.
Regarding popularity, and just because something is known does it not mean it's popular.
I can't help that you don't know it. But
no.
Everyone else knows.
Nobody knows that.
I didn't everyone even know
else.
That.
No, that has never been said.
You said you knew it?
I didn't know that.
Oh, well, that's
nobody
not shocking.
Knows that.
Unless it comes across your Sony PlayStation screen, you aren't familiar with it.
If anyone's going to say that smoking a J, it would be on PlayStation, but no one says that ever.
No, but it's because they need to be lucid for
they
gaming.
They never say that.
Lucidity.
I'm here playing Call of Duty smoking a J.
Of course
nobody
not. You got to be able
that.
To aim.
No, they don't. They eat Doritos.
Yeah, look at me.
Dorito dust affects your aim.
I even have Doritos right now on my fingertips.
His hands.
When do you not? That's the real question.
Orange.
Perpetually. Perpetually.
Why did you start this
irrepressibly
off?
Convivial is Enrique.
You looked up one word, one phrase.
I've got to use it or else
you
I'll
just
forget.
Keep using it. You don't even know how to spell it.
I-R-R-E-P-R-E-S-S-A-B-L-Y, irrepressibly.
Yeah.
Convivial, C-O-N-V-I-V-I-A-L.
V-I-V-I-A-L. Convivial.
That's what I'm saying.
What does it mean?
Like... Kind of like always happy, always in a good mood, convivial.
I don't know about that. Is that a popular word?
No.
Nobody says it, right?
I said it.
No, nobody says it, but
really speak into the mic.
You know it, but that does not mean that everybody.
I can't believe we're 200 plus episodes in. You still don't know how microphones work.
I talk the way I talk because I want to talk.
They work best if you speak into them.
Listen, you got
my
chair.
You don't care because you're not the editor. I'm sitting here trying to, let me boost
the
audio on Jerry.
I'm the star. You should boost my audio.
Boost the audio.
You need to mute yours a little bit down. You got y'all over here always yapping along. I'm busy, and here I am bringing the heat, the smoke, as they would. That's what the kids say. Yeah, smoke.
Bringing the smoke.
You can't handle the smoke.
Let me see if that's in the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, that's like the heat. You know, it's like you're throwing smoke.
Let me see. Now, are you throwing or bringing it?
No, it's the smoke. You can't handle it.
You'd use two different verbs.
I use verbiage. I'm bringing. I got the smoke. No, I didn't say bring.
You did
you,
say.
You can't handle the smoke.
No, you did say
can you handle
I'm
the smoke?
You did say I'm bringing the smoke.
I was born of it.
Here we go. They
call me the dragon. Puff.
Thanks to athletes using the phrase in trash talk, we all want the smoke is most often used to mean your team is ready to take on any challenger.
Yeah. That's
the
me.
Smoke.
Bring the
no
smoke.
No beef or conflict. To ask for peace or announcing surrender. Guy number one, we gonna fight or nah? Guy number two, nah, bruh, you got it. I don't want no smoke. You don't want smoke is beef.
Smoke is beef? Smoky beef.
Or conflict. It's you know what? Beef. You do bring the smoke. Bring you do the bring smoke. The conflict.
Yeah, I am
the
smoke. Every day.
You are smoke incarnate.
This is the house of dragons right here, baby. I'm gonna dye my hair blonde. I am blonde. White. I mean, I got that.
You're more like a dirty blonde.
You talk bad about me.
Did you know Darth Vader's heavy breathing is trademarked?
Yeah, he can't handle the smoke. He fell into that.
No, he can handle it all right.
No, he didn't. He got burned up.
Yeah, the volcanic
he got ashes, ash.
Man.
He got into the ash.
He's bringing it all.
Well, that,
he didn't even handle the smoke. He couldn't even handle ash.
He breathed in all
his
that smoke. That's his
are
heavy
just
breathing.
Melted.
You underestimate my power. Oh, charcoal briquettes. What I want to know is this here. If you're a Jedi and you're wearing robes.
Mm-hmm.
When
doesn't seem like free movement to me.
No, okay, number one. You get in a helicopter, you wear flame retardant jumpsuits.
Right.
Do you not think that these Jedi fighting monks would be having their robes made out of flame retardant something?
It would seem like it should be some sort of advanced fabric.
You think so, but Anakin's like, no, make mine out of polyester and cotton. And he just rolled down the hill and it's incredibly flammable.
Went up like a weed in the summertime.
What was he wearing? A Snuggie? He just got flat. He couldn't stop, drop, and roll. He didn't have no way to roll. He had his limbs all cut off. Some burkhead.
So this is the most powerful Jedi we're all supposed to be afraid of.
That's right. I don't believe it.
And now he's got asthma.
There you go.
But the trademarks. Don't breathe like that around George Lucas.
Mm-mm, George gets you. Oh, what's
so
his name?
If you have an asthma attack in front of George Lucas, is he going to come after you?
He will. He says, you owe me money.
You can't do that, huh? He like held his hand out for some money.
Lights and magic.
How much would you have to pay somebody to breathe?
And to breathe like Vader? Everybody that's got sleep apnea right now, their CPAPs are getting charged.
I know. But how much?
James Earl Jones, he retired. He says Darth Vader can now be just computerized, the voice. He gave it up.
It's been computerized like the last several.
He's done. He says, I'm not doing it no more.
Did you see, speaking of people being faked, the Bruce Willis, it's been retracted, but a story went around that Bruce Willis gave this company Deep Cake.
Deep Cake.
The likeness to deep fake Bruce Willis into shows.
That makes sense because the cake's a lie.
You make that reference so many times.
Because you don't, but you don't know it.
Portal.
You're just saying words. You're just saying words. Look,
am I right? It's off
the
Portal.
Have you played Portal?
I played it for like 5 minutes.
Because you can't figure it out.
I don't like puzzle games.
You don't like to be able to figure it out. You don't like
I don't like puzzle games either, but that puzzle game in general is a good puzzle game.
I'm trying to play friggin' the Jedi game?
Oh, Jedi
Fallen Order.
Fallen Order. And there's some tough puzzles in that one.
Barbecue edition.
I can't figure it out. It's tough. There's one in this temple.
Don't get too close to the grill, Anakin.
I don't like puzzle games. They're not for me.
That's no puzzles.
There's some puzzles in Jedi.
There's minor puzzles.
Can't handle.
No, there's some major puzzles.
No, there's no you can't handle the smoke. Go on with what you saying. What were you saying? You said
what do you mean?
What was right before that? What started this? What'd you read?
Just the trademarked. Heavy breathing is trademarked.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand. Like, everybody does it. It's like sound drops. Like, what does that even mean? What you trademark? Okay, so what?
No, you said deep fake.
I'm talking about Bruce Willis.
Yeah, Bruce, what about him?
That was a story, but apparently that's a lie.
So he didn't
sell
his face?
Deep cake is a lie.
Deep cake is. That's why I said it, because it's a reference
but the deep
but that
fake.
All the kids know, because I'm cool. They don't know who Bruce Willis is.
I don't really think the cake. I mean, that's all the kids. That's like from a 20-year-old video game at this point.
That game's awesome.
Never played it.
Well, it's because you don't understand nothing. You don't like the portal.
If I don't understand nothing, that means I understand everything.
You don't understand. No, you don't understand absence of thought.
I don't understand absence of thought because I'm always thinking.
No, correct. I guarantee you, if you're always thinking.
I'm always thinking.
I bet you are.
I mean, isn't every human always thinking?
No. No.
Yeah, look at me.
You don't think?
He thinks in Swiss cheese. Look, you don't have no... Speaking of which,
I saw on Twitter, can't remember if I brought this up before or not. But
hard merge.
There are people...
Hard cheese. I love Brie.
Sharp cheese.
Larson.
Brie. Allison Brie.
Don't know who that is.
Allison Brie?
Don't know her.
The girl from Community?
I don't know. I didn't watch Community.
Anyway... Before you get me sidetracked, there are people. Do you know how, or at least I do.
There are people. So get to your point. That's boy, true. You and Jeff are going to get along.
There are people that, when they think, they do not think in words like an inner monologue.
I don't either. I don't monologue.
How do you think?
Deeply.
Okay, so you're just being dumb. There are people that think in shapes and images.
I do. I think it's smoke.
So when, when I'm thinking, I'm like, basically, it's like I'm reading a book in my brain.
Yeah.
But there are people that they don't comprehend that.
I don't do that.
There are people that when they're thinking, oh, imagery. If they're thinking of, well, more than that, it's like color. They don't think the weird word green, they think of something.
Right. Of something green.
And I think Billie like Eilish. Tom. I think Billie Eilish is one of those. I think in the interview she said she doesn't think.
Billie with Eilish doesn't. Oh, please. Is this you bring stuff up?
Look, so I'm about still Billie hip Eilish. To the kids.
No, but
smoking like J's Billie with Billie Eilish.
When I think of you, I just think
bringing
of
the smoke.
A potato.
I know you like to reference me as Mr. Potato.
You look like Mr. Potato.
Why do I look like Mr. Potato?
I don't know.
Just because I'm bald?
No, your face, your features are very potato-ish.
Call me Tater.
Oh, you Tater.
What if you just...
They're all very round.
My new nickname's Tater.
No, they're not even round. They're more like an oval-shaped round.
You have an oval. You know who you look like?
Here we go.
No. This is not...
Here we go.
But if you were just... If you had hair and a mustache... They'd be calling you up, the Sonic the Hedgehog people. You'd be Dr. Robotnik.
I thought he was skinny.
No, that's Jim Carrey.
He has skinny arms and skinny legs.
Dr. Robotnik, he flew around a little hovercraft.
I've never played Sonic.
How hip are you if you ain't played Sonic?
I was a Nintendo guy. Sonic was Sega.
No, you didn't even have to play Sonic. Everyone knows.
You had that friend.
I know who Sonic is.
Everyone knows.
We're not talking about the drive-thru. We're talking about the hedgehog.
I know the hedgehog as well. But I was a Mario guy. I was getting them shrooms as opposed to those rings.
You got your friend, Chris Pratt. He's Mario now.
Oh my God.
You look like you do a better Mario, Enrique.
It's not even a Mario, it's just Chris Pratt's voice.
Yeah, agreed. It's not a talent.
Who's Luigi? James Earl Jones. He's like, I gave up this Vader. I'm trying to rebrand.
It's like, why not just hire some Italian guys?
Who would you hire for this Italian job?
Mark Wahlberg, obviously.
What Italian actor? What happened to that guy that was Pinocchio?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, he was their Leonardo DiCaprio. The weird-looking guy. The Giovanni... That's not his name.
Ribisi?
No, that's fast. That's 60 seconds from Sunday.
What are you talking about?
The guy that won Life is Beautiful. He won all the Oscars. And a reason that messed me up is because he made a fool of himself at the Oscars.
Well, he just walked on some chairs.
He walked on chairs. You're at the Oscars. Show some respect. Well, I say that now. Now Will's over there slapping people. Sometimes you got to bring smoke.
He did bring the smoke.
But. Yeah, him. He's the only other Italian actor I think of. Plus that guy who's always the mafia dude. He's like in Goodfellas.
I mean, is Pacino not Italian? Pacino.
No, he's a... What is Pacino?
I don't know.
What is he, Enrique? If you had to guess. You look like
Life is Beautiful is the name of that movie guy was in.
Yeah, I know. I said that already.
Because I went to the theaters and saw that.
You cried too, didn't you?
I did. Roberto Benigni.
Roberto Benigni. That sounds like a sandwich. Bob the Sandwich.
I'll take one Benigni to go.
What would that... Yeah, that's like a Subway.
It's got to be grilled It's got to have salami.
Well, it's got to be a flatbread, like a panini.
It's an Italian BMT from Subway.
Basically.
But you could just call it
a panini. You put that creamy Italian.
A panini banini.
With some fettuccine. And then they all like, this is what Italians really like. And then they sell it to Americans. We're like, we love cheese and pasta. Wow. That's the one thing. That's what wrecked us, is the Italians. First off, they did that with all the carbs. That's what's got us. Everybody likes carbs in America. Carbs and carburetors and catalytic converters.
Speaking of food, we had a question from Sean Franco. Mm-hmm. Now, this is from August.
James' brother.
We don't get to our emails that often due to our recording schedule.
Schedule.
So, he says, Sean, I mean, I guess that could be a, I don't know who this is. It's Sean Franco. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of ethnic food, although not all Americans are comfortable with ethnic food. However, there are three ethnic foods that seem to have transcended into American culture and are wholly accepted by basically everyone.
Pizza. Curry. Oh, go ahead.
Pizza, tacos, and egg rolls.
Egg rolls?
Everyone seems to generally like these three foods, and they're even adapted into brand new twists on the original formula, like Korean tacos, buffalo chicken pizza, or Southwest egg rolls. So my question is, what is it about pizza, tacos, and egg rolls that is so universal that everyone loves them, or some version of them?
All right. Well, first off, egg rolls are tasty, but they're like an appetizer.
And they're fried.
Yes. So there's one. Anything there's one. Fried. As for tacos...
Put some salt on it. Some soy sauce.
You like crunchy tacos or you like soft tacos?
I'm a soft taco guy.
Okay, well, congratulations, you played yourself. That's a bean burrito. That's a burrito. Soft tacos are burritos.
I agree.
Okay, so you like burritos.
But there is an option, soft taco or hard taco.
And no, they're not. No.
Go to Taco Bell and say, I want a taco.
I don't
taco.
Care, they don't care what they call it. That is not a taco.
Are you going to argue with Taco Bell?
Yes.
That's not a taco. That's a burrito.
It is a burrito. Sir. It's an open-faced burrito.
Sir, do you want a soft taco or a hard taco? How do you answer that question when you go to Taco Bell?
Well, first off, there's no such thing as a soft taco. All tacos are hard.
I bet you're just a pleasure to deal with.
So stop fooling yourself. You work for Taco Bell. Give us a crunchy, hard taco.
I have to deal with this every time we go.
Nobody wants no limp taco. It's soft. That is an open-faced burrito. Nobody, no. No.
I mean, I agree with you, okay, but it's good. Still a thing.
No, it's not. It's not correct, though. It can be a thing. A lot of the stuff that you believe is a thing, but it's not correct. So tacos are for weak-minded people. I'm just going to say it. Tacos aren't that great. They're overrated.
I mean, I would eat a hard taco.
We know you'd eat a hard taco.
Here's the thing. You one bite and it's destroyed.
Absolutely.
It crumbles into your hands.
What other weak food do you know that crumbles like that?
Saltine crackers.
Who eats those? Mm-hmm. Unless when you're sick. No, you put that in soup.
I got a bellyache.
You put that in soup. You don't,
crackers
you
and
don't
Sprite.
Eat, you know, no crackers.
That was my mom's remedy when I had a bellyache. Go get some salt.
There aren't any other food just falls. No, nothing. Yeah.
I don't like some country homemade biscuits because they fall to pieces. I like a Grands biscuit that stays together.
Everybody knows your love for Grands biscuits. They're fake chemical biscuits.
But Enrique, you're the food. You're a non-food guy. Do you like tacos though?
Hard tacos?
You're Hispanic.
Tacos?
You're Hispanic. You're Hispanic. Your family's from Mexico.
Either one, hard or soft.
I would like the hard.
You do like hard tacos, though.
Yeah, those
like
are real tacos.
Yeah.
I don't like tacos, but we have to admit to ourselves to get past this is that hard tacos are the real tacos.
Because I will look up what the difference between a soft taco and a burrito is later on.
Do you like cold ice cream or do you like warm ice cream?
Here's what people will say. The soft taco is simply folded in half, whereas a burrito is wrapped.
I know. It's an open-faced burrito. And that you cannot tell me that the fact that they are so lazy that they don't complete the burrito, that somehow makes said burrito something else.
It's basically they didn't get that third fold, so it goes from burrito to taco, and they didn't get that third fold in
there. Have you ever had an open-faced sandwich?
Well, yeah.
Okay. No, you haven't. Because what is a sandwich?
Between two pieces of bread.
Exactly. But when they remove that
piece of bread. So then what's a hot dog?
So my point, my point being, if you remove the bread, it's still a sandwich, correct?
Okay.
It, so There you go. It's an open-faced sandwich, even though it does not meet the requirements to be a sandwich. There is a caveat. Tacos are hard. They're crumbly. They're awful. People who eat them, I don't understand it. There is no such thing as a soft taco. That's it. And that's my hard stance. You will not change me on this. People are wrong.
But that's not the question being presented.
What was it?
Why is it you... Sean Franco is assuming that for the most part, everyone enjoys a taco. Why?
Well, it's because people are weak-minded.
I will say, because it's three basic ingredients that are quite tasty. A tortilla, whether it's fried or not. Meat and cheese. The veggies are up to you. I mean, that's kind of like the basics of many, many, many foods. An egg roll is... What's the fried part of the egg roll?
It's just like a fried part of dough. I like the raw ones with the rice paper. I don't really like the
rice paper. I like egg rolls. Do you like egg rolls, Enrique?
I've never had egg rolls.
He's never had an egg. Have you ate eggs?
You try to get me eat an egg once.
How about an egg?
What did I say?
Egg.
Egg? What's the difference?
Egg.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you're saying it with an A. Egg? It's pronounced with an E.
Egg? Do you like eggs?
Do you like eggs?
Do you like eggs, dude? Aren't those what the women wear in the fall? Eggs? Uggs. I'm sorry. Eggs? Uggs.
What are Uggs?
Something that women wear in the fall. Uggs, and they go to Starbucks.
Okay, what about pizza? I know you like pizza.
Yeah, we love pizza.
Are they Oogs?
I like pizza. Everyone I know...
Like,
here's the thing. Pizza's not a go-to food for me. If you ask me my favorite foods, pizza is not on the top of the list.
Because a pizza is just kind of like to have like...
And guess what pizza is?
Oogs.
Bread,
Oogs are
meat,
those,
and cheese.
Those alien guys on Doctor Who with the ball, right?
You really...
They walk around with little squid-looking guys with the ball. That's the Oogs.
You really hooked
the
up
The Oods.
They are something.
The Oods. I'm sorry. Yeah. Pizza, listen, again, the Italians.
Bread, meat, and cheese.
Bread.
That's what a taco. A taco. A Mexican pizza. Isn't that what they call it at Taco Bell?
I don't know. It's a
shell with meat and cheese on it.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't go to Taco Bell. I haven't been to Taco Bell. You know why? Because I'm not 19 anymore. I'm not out there smoking the J's. And I'm not out there at 11 a.m.
Well, some of us poor people frequent Taco Bell.
No. Yeah. Listen, poor people don't go to Taco Bell. Taco Bell makes people poor because it weakens your resolve. You're over there accepting the fact that tacos can be soft. And you're up there at 11:30 at night eating the fourth meal. No. And plus, they have like Dorito-wrapped something or another. Everything they have is made out of either Doritos or Mountain Dew.
Oh, no. Where would I find this?
No.
Taco Bell.
No. You're not going to Taco Bell.
Okay. Moving on.
I want my Dorito wrap, though.
I'm going to say, Sean Franco, that the key is... some sort of breading, cheese. Whether it is a tortilla.
Carbs.
What? Carbs.
Americans love carbs.
Some sort of breading, meat, and cheese.
That's it.
That's the key. Now, that doesn't really apply to the egg roll.
Any type of trash that they come up with.
But I do like the Southwest egg roll.
I don't know what that is.
It's basically like corn, black beans, I think. I don't know. It's
Southwest
pretty tasty.
Egg roll?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it.
Who does that? That's not ethnic food.
Truck stops.
That's not ethnic food.
Though. No, but it's...
We're talking about ethnic food.
It's... Well, he said that they've made you know, everyone makes a variation of these foods.
Hillbilly's made the Southwest egg roll. You know what this needs?
Black beans
and
corn.
Put some beans in it and some Marlboro. It probably has some, like, tobacco in it, too. They can chew it.
So, Kim Rapati emails us, again, from August. Sorry. Running behind. First, she gives us many platitudes and showers us with love and praise.
Read it. I need praise.
Hi.
No, skip it. I don't want to sound like... I'll skip it. I don't want to be so...
I adore you guys much.
No.
His ego will inflate even more.
I've just let the podcast play, and I'm way back in the 2017s now, and you can't stop talking about Barony. I'd never heard of it before. Is it one you still play? Yes, it is. Also, Michael Strogoff. Sounds cool, never heard of it. Do these games still hold up? I haven't played that one.
I like Michael Strogoff. Reminds me of Stroganoff. Another great dish brought to you by...
Meat, Russians. Bread, and cheese.
Stroganoff with the Russians.
Stroganoff.
Not all things react well to Hamburger Helper.
At some point, you also asked about other hobbies. I really love geocaching and have been trying to sneak board games into geocaching all around the country.
She's okay. I got you. I didn't know what you. I'm sorry. You just did that. You're reading that from the email.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought, what, like, is that supposed to be funny? No, you looked at me when you did it, and I'm like, should I laugh too to help? Like, that wasn't, okay. So she wrote out,
Kim Rapati wrote out,
That's good, I do that too. I do, but I don't do because I'm not Michael Jackson.
You do.
No, I do the I do B-A. I do that. I type that out. I don't do LOL.
Sometimes I buy little board games just to put in geocaches. I feel like I'm very secretly spreading the hobby. Like a disease. She didn't say like a disease. Like I a did. Disease. I added that to it. That's my editorial take on that.
I got you.
What's your favorite tiny board game that can fit into a geocache?
I've responded to her email, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I did.
But I was going to read this for benefit of the group. Because
you could read my response, because my response was pretty good, wasn't it? God,
well, I don't want to read your response.
It was good, wasn't it?
Let me see. Dear Kim, Jerry here.
Yeah.
Glad you enjoy the show. We put very little effort in it. Yeah. One needs only talent and a large Chilean co-host to make it happen.
Yeah. There you go.
My Barony and Strogoff indeed hold up. I myself geocache. What a couple of nerds.
Yeah, now geocaching, that's
for a while, but in the South, that normally leads you to inadvertently finding someone's hidden methadone stash.
That's my new catchphrase right there.
Let me go through here.
Are you skipping on my goal?
I really enjoy Button Shy Games. It's a small company that makes solo co-op games. Okay, so that's a good one.
Good recommendation, Jerry.
Okay, I'm not going to read all of your stuff, though.
Yeah,
so here she goes. Last thing, a mundane question, but another one of my favorite hobbies. How do you all, that's a y'all.
Y'all.
Organize your board games? Does Enrique have his own little shelf? So she cuts that off.
Enrique.
Because of the show.
Enrique.
But Enrique has no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you knew, you could that, but you don't know.
So does Enrique have his own little shelf? Are they out in your main living space or hidden? Why would you hide your board game?
You're ashamed of them. Old people don't show the hobby.
Mine basically just hides in my
because people
shelf.
With all these games?
That's a good thing.
Have
you ever been shamed for a hobby?
I have been shamed. Not shamed, but they're like, oh my God, you have so many board games.
Well, that's different. I'm talking like people walk in and you're like knitting.
No.
Or crocheting and they're like, what are you doing? Crochet. What do you, and they shame you.
I like making a collage. So what?
Or something like that.
Okay.
Like,
have you?
I have shamed people for their hobbies.
You're the shamer.
You're bringing
the smoke.
I bring the smoke, but I can handle the smoke, which is why I bring said smoke, because if I can handle it, thus you should too. So yes, I have been shamed for my hobbies, although some of my hobbies have been rather weird.
What's a weirder hobby you have?
Harvey? Well, speaking of Harveys, I used to really like to eat at Arby's. That was a hobby of mine.
Oh, wow.
I love that roast beef.
Taco Bell adjacent.
No, it's not. Roast beef is nothing.
The roast beef at Arby's is equivalent to Taco Bell ground beef.
Gabby, you know you're creating
right? You're just talking. You don't know.
That is the lowest quality sliced roast beef you will ever have in your life.
Your palate is so messed up. You can't taste one meat from the other.
It's more messed up than my palate, man.
You don't even have a palate.
Precisely.
He has no upper palate. You know that? His top part of his mouth is if he sticks his finger in his mouth, it goes up into his sinuses. That's why he eats the way he does.
Isn't that a lisp? Isn't that what happens when you get a lisp?
No, that's your lisp. That's the
No. What's that when kids are born with no
cleft lip?
Cleft palate.
Yeah. Isn't he a rapper? Cleft. Who's the rapper?
Welcome to November. We got Gone to November. From the Fugees.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name.
Most Deaf.
No.
No, he was Italian Job.
I have to look it up later.
Anyway.
So to finish her question, do you arrange them by theme or publisher or just what
they
fits
they
where?
They go into the hole there. They go into the shelf.
Why am I so obsessed with lovingly organizing my little collection? Well, that's just something you enjoy, but no, we do not. I do not.
I know I don't.
All right. What games do you have?
He's got
just a couple that
he got several hidden.
Wyclef Jean.
Wyclef, that's what yes. Yeah, Wyclef Jean.
Yes.
Is it Jean?
I think so.
Not Jean.
It's not Wyclef Jean. Jean.
Jean. Like Jean.
Like Sean.
No, Jean no, Valjean. That was Sean John. Jean Valjean.
Who's that?
Le Miserable.
Oh.
Jean Valjean.
I like how you just say Le Miserable as if there's no B in there.
That's why you say it. Or Le Miserables. I don't know how you say it. The French, they change it.
Le Miserables.
Everybody calls it Les Mis, but I don't like that. I like the Le Miserable.
That's all I've got as far as emails.
But that was your idea of an episode.
No, that's not. I was hoping that you would have something as well.
I'm bringing Jeff next week. My cousin.
It's
my only Jeff I like. And Jeff has designed a game.
Jeff who?
I'm not saying. You're just going to tune in. You're going to be shocked. Because my cousin, Jeff, is very...
From Georgia.
Very famous. Like, he is...
Surprisingly so.
He's iconic.
I thought we were being catfished by your cousin.
Well, I told you. You didn't believe me.
I did not.
And
my wife didn't either.
Nobody.
She's like, who? How?
But, I was
like,
Jeff, I don't know. Like, we're third cousin twice removed. He's kind of not really... He hasn't invited me anywhere in a long time.
That's because you bring the smoke everywhere you go. It's like, no, I can't have you around.
Yeah.
You just lead to fights and conflict.
Well, that's his choice.
That's toxic, really.
That's not toxic.
It is toxic. Smoke is literally toxic.
What makes it worse is that every time he brings smoke,
you don't like smoke for some reason.
No, I do not.
But you can tell you like barbecue, don't you? So you like
not really.
You like the results of the smoke. You like that smoky flavor, that peak.
Okay.
That, yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I like to eat the smoke.
You like the smoke. Yeah. Yeah.
I like to consume.
You don't
the smoke.
Like.
I consume.
You don't
smoke.
Like. You don't like to be in charge of creating the smoke, but you like to benefit from my smoke.
So if you bring the smoke to the podcast, people consume the podcast. It's like they're eating barbecue.
Yes. This is that's what
makes
I'm saying.
Sense.
I am the barbecue king of board game podcast.
Barbecued armadillo.
Board game barbecue.
Snobadillos.
No, I don't like that saying. Rike,
yes.
We're going to be at BGG November.
I will be there.
I know.
Hopefully.
I got you a ticket.
Why are you saying hopefully?
Why are you acting like you ain't going?
I am going.
You are going.
I always say hopefully.
He's trying to tease.
When I go somewhere.
He may have something. You know, that's a good, the world may end between now and
then. We're going bowling.
Yes.
For soup.
Hopefully. That's a good
in Denton.
That's good.
I always say hopefully if I'm going somewhere.
I know.
I always have to say.
Lord,
you may die between now and then.
Lord Basically. Willing, and the creek don't rise, we'll go. You know, that's he's never one for plans.
That's true.
That's true.
All right, so this podcast, we basically discussed a few emails and how we store our games, which is we don't.
You had Mike.
We
on.
Do
I
store
didn't get
our
to
games.
Listen to the other one. You had Mike on.
You don't listen to anything.
I haven't listened
to
the one with Dick on.
This what you show up. You just show up, and I take care of everything.
I show off.
You show up, you bring the smoke, and then you leave.
You like to smoke.
It's like my job here is done. Goodbye.
All right. So, hope you enjoyed this episode where we discuss
level smoke,
foods and emails.
You know you like to smoke.
Bye-bye.
Wait,
are we doing properly?
Why are you trying to cut us off?
I forget how to...
This is what happens. Why are you talking over me while I'm trying to bring this?
Thank you for tolerating this episode of the Board Game Snobs. Stay classy.